Yesod, the foundation and passion of the divine. Allow your breath to be full and deep, and be with it with your fullest attention. Let your body relax. Focus with the light fire of Keter above your head along the central axis. As much as possible, allow your sense of self to float up into that space and open to the presence of your higher self, your soul, the Atman, the Neshama, and the pure awareness of the formless beingness out of which all arises. Let a stream of this energy flow down and around and through your whole body. Down through the space of the head chamber and Da'at, the heart chamber and Tiferet, and down through the lower areas of your body and past your feet. Be aware that this stream of energy is balanced, as is your body and energy field, along the central column, the central vertical axis, the Sushumna, as it's referred to in the teachings of yoga. Feel this balancing left, right, front and back. Now focus your attention into and with the lower area of your torso, from the solar plexus at the base of your sternum, down to just below the whole pelvic area. This lower chamber we call the cauldron. It includes the abdominal region and the pelvis. Within it is the lumbar spine, the lower lumbar spine, the buttocks and base of the spine, the digestive and eliminative organs, and the genitals. Breathe and allow yourself to feel this region with your senses, with kinesthetic awareness. You'll gradually learn to enter deeply inside and be here, breathing throughout and sensing this area of your body, as well as out beyond somewhat the surface of your skin. Now allow yourself to be drawn as if by a force of gravity, or feel yourself floating inwardly towards the lower area of this chamber, to what is the root chakra, the Muladhara, or the Sephira Yesod, as it's known in the Tree of Life. As with Keter, Da'at, and Tiferet, this Sephira has its own spherical form and boundedness. Deep within, at the center of the center, we find the pure light fire of Yesod. With breath and awareness, we enliven and expand this fire to grow and spread throughout the whole chamber. We maintain awareness of the intention to heal and clear any residues of woundedness here. As may seem obvious, this is an area often conditioned by life experiences with shame, fear, and unworthiness on the one hand, or aggressive, competitive, and grandiose consciousness on the other. Nonetheless, the true energy of Yesod is no less spiritual, no less important than any of the other spherot. The idea of the upper chakras, or sephirot, being higher in value is a mistaken view. A word often used to define Yesod is foundation. It is the center where all of the energies of the Tree of Life, all the spherot, are supported, where heart and mind come down together to give power to your truth and love. Breathe and let it expand and flow. Yesod itself includes sexual energy as one aspect of the full spectrum of energies here, which also include the generative and regenerative forces of life itself, where birth happens or is seeded. As such, it's an expression of the desire of life itself to unfold and bring about new life. We could say that this is the desire of God, or the divine, or higher consciousness, as it comes to earth, generating new forms, new healthy cells within your body, or creating whole new ways for your mind to be and experience reality. What we call desire mind is often seen as an enemy of spiritual awareness or growth. This may be true when it is devoid of the actual consciousness of Yesod. Yesod is the desire or passion of life desiring life, an emanation of spirit in the world. Yesod is the very desire of the universe to create the stars, the planets, the trees, and beautiful flowers, and all the creatures, including those known as human beings. It is for us the desire to thrive for our own good and the good of all life. Take this time to feel the expansion of the flame from the center of Yesod, flowing out in all directions. Focus for a moment out the left side, past your left leg and beyond, out the right and beyond your right leg, out the front, through the genitals and beyond, out the back, through the base of the spine, the coccyx, and on. Now feel a stream of energy going up along your axis through to Tiferet, opening the channel to your heart, through Da'at in your head, through the crown of your head, Keter, and up towards the sky. Then down between the legs, feet, and into the body of Mother Earth. Return to center and balance with Yesod. And rest in the glow and relief of having cleared, to a degree, this vital energy center, this Sephirah of the Tree of Life. Breathe, relax, let it be. Sit with this, or stand and walk mindfully while being centered in Yesod. It's a very different way of being than in your thinking mind in the head. You will feel closer to the earth, closer to the flow of nature, closer to the root of your being.